taking tonight? Ball State?
Ball State?
Balls. Plus the points or on the money line?
Plus the points. This is not a money line 4-point game.
All right.
Ball State.
But your money line picks have been good of those dogs.
Yes. Money line dogs. Got to be four or less, though.
You've kind of been on fire all year.
College football has been wonderful this year. Knock on wood.
Baseball.
The baseball very, playoffs. Very good God.
You ready? Here we go.
Who are you taking tonight?
Ball State and Kent State and the points. Maction Road team.
Oh, crap. I took Ball State plus 5.5.
That's good. You're fine.
Okay.
Kent State. Getting four,
Kent
most places.
State.
So, supposedly, in college football, there's one of the lowest totals ever.
Yes, Iowa.
Yeah.
They opened
Army
20...
or Navy. Who are they playing?
That's a good guess, though. Yeah. We always play under the Armed Forces games. But they opened 29.5. They're up to 31 now.
Oh, really?
That's the... Iowa's the team. Kirk Ferentz has been the coach there literally since the 90s. But his son is the offensive coordinator. And they just announced this week, I'm sorry, we got to get you out of here, Mr. Nepotism Boy. You got
to fire your son.
But they didn't do it until the end of the year. So, yeah, he's still, they're off calling the plays till the end of the year.
So they're playing Northwestern. Should
correct.
I take the under on that game, or are you staying off of it?
Right now, I'm staying away.
Oh, okay.
But that's Saturday. I can't worry about tomorrow. I just worry about today. But, yeah. Are we ready to get this show started or not? We've been recording literally for 7.5 minutes. I've got no material that's playable, although it's all going at the beginning of the show.
Live from Lexington, Kentucky, with 46 degrees and nothing but beautiful sunshine and a starburst in my mouth. Happy day after Halloween. Happy no-no November. It's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast with Brad Taylor from ESPN 1300 Radio. I know you're first this week.
Why?
I don't know.
You always want to save the best for last.
Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1. And yes, Brad, as you say, we've saved the best for last.
That's why I say I'm always last.
Your host and MC, Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1. Download the app. Take us with you wherever you go.
He got us both. He's
in
last.
Your yeah. face.
Hey, what's in your face too there, hotshot? Roscoe P. Coltrane.
If you're not first, you're last.
I'm always in the middle.
I've heard that about you. That's not what she said. Whoa! What?
You were popular in school.
No, I was not.
Not even at Eastern? Dude, if I could get action at Eastern.
Well,
Lord, no.
I didn't say I didn't get action. I'm just...
You were the DJ at the dog.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
Anybody with that job title is just a beacon for action.
Welcome to week 9 in the NFL. Speaking of action, how about them Bengals?
Maybe I was a good dude.
Oh.
Wasn't trying to bang it out with every girl that came up to request a song.
And how much do you regret that now?
You know what? When I was first a professional DJ at a radio station.
Hey, Brad, I'm fist bumping you.
Go on with your story. We're waiting on your story.
When I became an actual radio jock.
Hang on. No, we really care.
It went well.
Oh, I bet it did. Must have been nice. Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Hooked up with some teacher down in EKU named
one of your
Judy.
Teachers?
I don't think... Watch your mouth.
I get it.
You watch your mouth.
Oh, he was all in. He was all in.
Yeah, and so were you.
You watch your mouth over there, too. You know Miss Judy listens to this.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Yes.
Night of Love followed by some toast.
Does she know what we mean when we say
all in? My God, Miss Judy, please forgive them. They know not of what they speak.
You're quoting the Bible.
Exactly. Somebody has to around here to keep you people from, you know, from the devils of whatever coming to invade, or I don't know.
The devils
of
Satan.
But I never knew her last name. She just made me some toast and sent me on my way.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Was it
biracial
toast? With a white mama and the black daddy.
All right, we're getting a little too inside the covers here.
That's all right. Well, it's an inside joke.
Yeah.
Other podcast listeners, I apologize. My mother is very skilled at making toast.
And she was also a school teacher in Richmond, and her name is Judy.
Yes, and she taught for a long time.
And Miss Judy, we love you. Sorry about
one of us does. I don't know about the
jokes.
Other two in here.
How about them Bengals, boys?
Miracle. Was it a miracle win?
Miracle?
5.5-point underdog.
No,
they beat Brock Purdy.
Looked dominant in that game.
This is the sound of me scratching through the word miracle and inserting the word decisive.
Miracle was Broncos over Kansas City.
Well, somebody in this room claims that they had it on the money line.
And I did.
He did say it on the podcast. I'll give him credit
for
that.
He did text me that morning and say, I'm taking 8 big underdogs on the money line today. And I replied, I remember saying, you know, if you hit 3 of these, you'll make a nice profit.
Have it circled as one of the best bets of the week for him. So,
well, I pushed on the Giants. So that
we
one,
all did, yeah.
Yeah. So that one didn't count. But I put money like on Tennessee, for instance, on the money line as well. So I took it a little farther than just 5 or 6. I think I did 7.
That was ballsy with the new – I just can't bet on new quarterbacks.
Do you know, I just – oh, yeah. Do you know, I just – I really did just – I just felt the Denver thing, you know. This was before there was weather involved.
Remember when he's telling us all year, I feel like this is a good week. You know, remember that beer man?
I'm starting to come around, fellas. I feel it.
I'm interrupting his counting.
Let's go to the numbers.
Oh, okay. Thank you, James Best.
Brad started horribly, came back with a nice little recovery, but finished 7-8-1. Dennis started rough, came back huge at 10-5-1.
Whoa!
Started strong and then fell apart at the end, 9-6-1. Still made money.
Do we have how Dylan Godet, our guest, did?
Oh, no, I got to do some.
Dylan Godet was fun.
I want to say he beat us all. Hang tight.
He didn't beat 10-5.
Oh, heaven forbid anybody even approach you.
Nobody beat me.
There wasn't 15 games last week.
12-3-1.
Are you for serious?
Godet. Yeah.
There was 12, not 16 games last week.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We had bye weeks last week.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. No. 16 games.
Were there?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go to the...
Let's go to the board.
Let's go to the used letter board on this.
Well, Dylan Godet needs to come back, or at least somebody needs to get him on the hot tip on the thread.
He did give a Mac Daddy Stogie when he was on my show today on Wednesday.
Oh,
but it was in college football.
Give it to
him.
And
he used my betting system. He even said on the air, I got this from both you on the show and your book, Side Hustle, available at Amazon and in person at Joseph Beth Bookstore. TCU on Thursday night, 3-point underdogs. On the road at Texas Tech, I will be on them on the money line as well. So if you would like to invest or partake, the Horned Frogs on the road at Texas Tech, guns down for the Red Raiders. Give us the Toads on the road.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to have to do 2 podcasts a week, one for college.
Is that Andy Dalton, right?
Very good. Andy Dalton and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Is that right?
Yes.
Nice. Dylan Godet also gave us a bonus pick with the Chase Briscoe thing in the NASCAR.
There you go.
He said top 10.
Well, he's got his own podcast, the Cloudy with a Chance of Racing. That's the name of his podcast.
It's a really clever name, too.
I said last week, I thought it was a great name.
We all had a good time eating, scarfing down our Goodfellas pizza. Thank you, Brad, for that.
Yeah. And I got some today all by myself. I mean, what?
Yeah.
Well, you guys were working. I was,
yeah, some free time.
I was attending the funeral services for retired Lieutenant Colonel Fearless Frank Faulkner today.
I always liked him. I was telling you this when I was a kid. I remember him on the radio. I remember him on television because that was when Miss Judy taught me that there was such a thing as a toupee, and that's where I came up with the line. Toupee or not toupee? That is the question.
Frank was, he was very particular about his hair, and he did not like the fact that he's losing it, nor do I. And he did several things to it, like he took Rogaine through the years and all that, but there were some great stories that people were sharing, you know, and Andy Barr is related to Frank.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't know that.
Andy Barr was there, and Cruiser showed up.
Oh, cool.
Radio Boy was there, of course, because he's visiting from Atlanta, and
Who's Radio Boy?
There's a guy that used to work up here with us, Christopher Calandro. Name drop.
Okay. Because I thought
that's not much of a name drop.
Well, I thought. So is he on the radio in Atlanta now?
Not now. He was. He left radio here for Atlanta radio, and he endured for a few years, and now he does like home photography for retail.
Was this like the 90s, or was it?
He's no longer with the Mark Cuban company.
Mm-mm. Anyway, enough about that. But yeah.
Well, question, I just want
Fearless
to know,
Frank, rest in peace, man.
I was going to say, question about Frank. Do you still have a copy of when he read, I believe it was A Beautiful Day, and you put it to the YouTube music?
Oh, he did do that.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that.
Oh, really?
He did the Valentine's vignettes for us.
It was spectacular.
That voice, yeah. I mean, it is the definition of golden voice.
Yeah. And, he did. It was very, very melodic.
And for those of you who don't live in Kentucky, Frank Faulkner was the first meteorologist, I think, in the state of Kentucky, but certainly in Lexington and central Kentucky.
And he was 100, right? Did he live to 100?
He lived to 100, yeah.
Wow, that's good.
And this was in 1946 or 47 when he was our weather man. Yeah, some great photos, great stories today. So anyway, we can move on to the game.
One more question.
Yeah.
This Chris guy who went to Atlanta, do you know where he went?
To what station?
Yeah.
First to 99X and then to 96 Rock.
I remember both those stations very well.
Sure. Glad we had this conversation.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out if I can remember him.
Yeah, right, because so, you would have been down there. Well,
yes, I know.
He went down there in 2000.
Oh, I totally was. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well. So anyway, I don't know
if he was ever full time. Was he?
Mm-mm.
I was going to say. I remember hearing him on a Saturday night as I was on my way through Atlanta on my way to Florida, and I was like, "Hey, Radio Boy's on down here." And I think even then, he just went by Calandro, not by Radio Boy.
He was the morning show producer for 96 Rock. What was the morning show there?
Rude Awakening? Christopher Rude?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's move on.
All right, we have a new segment here on the show that we'd like to introduce. And I'm going to let Dead Air Dennis Dillon, since he is more familiar with these people, I'm going to let him introduce it before the rest of us can chime in on our opinion, Spearman.
Understand, I am not trying to undermine the gifted talents of the KSR radio show. Is that what it is? Is it a radio show or is it?
It's an empire.
Yeah. No. And I love, in particular, I have to say that Drew Franklin took up for me one time in a very sweet way after I was fired from that conglomerate. And Ryan Lemond is a sweetheart of a guy. I love these guys. But apparently they do a parlay now. And we said something about it, and then somebody called us out for saying something about it, which we turned out to be right. The parlay was ridiculous, and it was all teams on the money line, which is kind of ridiculous too. But, you know, if you're going to share something with your listeners, give them a real challenge. Don't just pick the favorites.
They have the fanboys across town, as I call them. I don't call them by the three-letter name that you call them. But they have this little deal with DraftKings, one of the apps out there. And what they'll do on their show every week is they'll pick four teams for a parlay. And when you log in, if you're in Kentucky, when you log in, right, for the DraftKings app.
Oh, it shows it?
It'll show it right there, KSR Parlay. It'll list them, and it'll show how many thousands of people have done that parlay. And it's literally several thousand people.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. Oh. I swear to you.
And they haven't hit one yet.
No, they haven't hit one yet. But the first 3 weeks they've done this. They've done it four times now. First 3 weeks they've done it, they're trying games against the point spread. Failed miserably. But last week they said, you know what, we got to get a win. We're taking a lot of heat. So let's just take teams that are anywhere between -7 and -10 on the money line so we can at least break even. So, you know, so they took a lot of 7 through 10 point favorites on the money line, and they still lost. And thousands of sheep are like, I'm with you, fanboys across town. I am with you till we go down to the down the drain or whatever. And I don't know who I blame more. The guys who are promoting this and making the money off of it, or the sheep who are following every single week this disaster of a Titanic. Your thoughts, Spearman.
Thank you, Kansas over Oklahoma.
That was the one.
Is that the one they blew?
Yeah, that's the one they blew last week. So I don't know what they're going to do this week. I don't listen to that show, because I don't want to be influenced by that.
I will tell you this. I did this today. I found one of the bigger point spreads that I could find in college football. I still have an offshore account. It's at about $100. I put all $100 on a team that is a 16.5 point favorite on the money line.
And?
Georgia.
I'm trying to add another.
Georgia.
I think South Carolina against Jacksonville State.
That's a good one.
Okay.
But it will
report
give me,
back to us next
it
week.
It will give me an additional
with your winnings.
It will give me an additional $13.
You're like the guy that bet on San Diego or Los Angeles Chargers last year in the playoff game when they were up at 28-0 at half, and he put his $10,000 or whatever it was on the money line just to win like a couple $100, and they lost.
Those are called bridge jumpers,
yeah,
in the profession, because there's no way I could lose.
To me, this is one of those where it's like, am I really going to get a check from this offshore account? My mind is kind of made up. I'm going to do these silly bets until the end of the year in college football, so not many more weeks to go. And it's like either I'm going to make an additional $100 over the span of 4 weeks and then try to get a check, or I'm going to blow it, and I'm completely fine with that.
Anytime you start a sentence with, I'm going to put the rest of my account on, that's usually not a good sign for one reason or the other. That's usually not a good sign.
I'm doing fine in DraftKings. I'm doing fine in FanDuel. That's why I'm not overly concerned.
Can we
concerned.
Now move it on?
Yeah, but I am with you on.
How about now?
I'm trying to take away the offshore.
Yes.
And just put
that's
them into
exactly
the
what I'm doing.
To the eight local Kentucky sports books.
How about now?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Week 9 in the NFL. Here we go.
What did we learn about the fanboy parlay, though?
Well,
don't do it, folks.
Don't give you're just giving your money to somebody else.
They're getting money to promote this. They don't care if they win or lose.
Use your own head.
Thank you. Thank you.
Or use the book Side Hustle by Brad Taylor.
Point for Beer Man. Dylan, you haven't earned a point in 2.5 years of this show.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Sour Patch Kids. Happy Halloween, you mofos.
I love the day after Halloween.
Did we already went over last week's?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to today's games. We've had enough foolishness. We got to get Dylan out of here.
Okay, everybody, fast forwarding. Stop now. Okay.
Mark. Thursday night football. Will Levis and the Tennessee Titans. Oh, what a story. Oh, isn't it great? They are going to Pittsburgh and facing Wilson Pickett. This line started Pittsburgh a 4-point favorite. Now they're only a 2-point favorite.
Ooh.
2.5 point, I'm sorry. Total 36.5 seems mighty low. Beer Man, we'll give Dennis the honor since he had the best week and hit the Denver money line, allegedly.
Whatever. It's kind of tough, isn't it? Pittsburgh's a 2-point favorite at home.
2.5.
2.5, I'm sorry.
Short week for Will Levis, and that first game, it's always the second game that comes back to bite you when you get thrown into these situations.
First road game, that's a little bit different.
It's a little different, right? However, Will Levis, he's not that far removed from the game. He was playing every week last year with Kentucky. I want to take Tennessee. I hope Tennessee wins, but I'm taking Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh off the loss at home for the second week. Give me Tomlin. He's got their attention.
I believe you took Pittsburgh last week, and you said when you take them, they lose.
Yeah.
And guess what?
They lost.
They lost. To me, I got this game early. I got it 3.5, and I thought, I'm going to take the field goal and the hook. It makes me a little bit more nervous at 2.5. But Will Levis looked comfortable.
Yeah. That arm is ridiculous.
He didn't really have to bail himself out.
I'm pumped.
Looked
for him.
Fine. Yeah, good for him. I know there was a lot of people that were like, oh, they may have reached for this guy, but props to Will Levis. You know what? I'm going to go for 2 in a row with this guy, especially getting points. Give me Tennessee.
I hope he grows up to be like Tom Brady, with that chip on his shoulder. I mean, because we all remember the uncomfortable moments of the NFL draft this past April. I'm just happy for him.
The first game, the two things stood out to me about Will Levis' first game. First of all, weren't those old Houston Oilers jerseys?
They looked good. They looked so good.
I loved those Oilers back in the day, the Warren Moon Oilers. Yeah. Yeah. But number two, do you remember back on draft day when Will Levis was sitting on that couch in the green room?
Yeah.
But do you remember he was sitting next to someone that day?
Who? His girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Now his ex-girlfriend.
Who's now my current girlfriend.
No. Miss Judy, you can strike another lie on your little paper there. Miss Judy has a
she's keeping
index
score.
Pad. She has a legal pad.
What do you think the over-under on Dead Air Dennis Faux Pas this week?
Whatever it is, I'm going over. But anyway, whatever happened to her? How do you think she feels today?
I don't know. Get to it.
I'm taking the Tennessee Titans at the points. Sharp money here is on Tennessee, getting 2.5, but it's not a Mac Daddy Stogie.
Finish the story on the girlfriend.
Where is she? That's what I want to know. Where's the girlfriend?
That's the story?
It's a question that I have. Where is the girlfriend now, and how does she feel? Because on draft day, she just stood by her man until we got down to the end of the first round, and then she was long gone.
You know what? She may be feeling like she dodged a bullet. You never know.
We don't know what was going on between the two of them.
Oh, well, he's got a lot of money coming his way now, and she doesn't.
He ate the mayonnaise. He ate the banana.
You guys heard of Morgan Wallen?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who allegedly she's dating now.
Well, then she did well.
I don't know.
I don't know what that he looks like, but he has more money currently than Will Levis.
I don't know anything about him. That's all I heard is that she's dating some guy.
We've gotten Taylor Swift and Will Levis's ex-girlfriend. This podcast has gone off the rails. Can we talk football?
By the way, her name is last name is D-U-D-D-Y. So is it Fuddy Duddy or is it Duty?
I like Duty.
I like Duty too.
Anyway. I figured you both did.
Yeah. Both up front and in the back. Next game, we're going to Germany.
I don't know what up front means.
I don't know. We're going to Germany.
Okay.
Miami and Kansas City.
When in Rome.
Compelling and rich. Tua versus Mahomes.
Always do that backwards. Rich and compelling.
Mahomes is a 1.5-point favorite of the Chiefs over Tua. Big total, 50.5 here. Might see this total going up. Beer man, your thoughts on the game in Germany Sunday morning.
This is the one where I feel like we need Godet back. What's the weather going to be like? Is this a dome stadium?
Is it a windy under?
I don't, you know.
Will there be Frankfurters?
Yeah, will Mahomes and Frank Kelsey, Falkers? Do they like sausages? Bratwurst. And knockwurst.
Are you saying Frank Faulkner likes sausages? Now that's just not.
Frank was in Germany, actually.
Oh.
World War II.
He was a veteran. Yes, good for him.
I thought you were going to finish that sentence another way.
You know what? Last time Miami played somebody really good, they got beat up pretty good. I'm going to take Kansas City in this game.
Kansas City's a 2-point favorite.
One and a half point favorite.
You should listen to the show. It's pretty good.
I love it when you say
you mean between
say
the 30,
it once a week. I love it.
You introduced the game, and then 30 minutes later, we're actually talking about it.
All right, we're going to fly through the rest of these just for you, Dylan.
Give me Kansas City.
You took Kansas City?
Rich Patrick Mahomes compelling. Is great off of
you. I took Kansas City. You took Kansas City? Mm. Wrong again, boys. Give me Miami in Germany. But I love the under here. Germany going to have a little wind. At that little stadium, it's an outdoor stadium.
They have wind
stadium.
In Germany, too?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've been blaming our government for that all along.
There you go. Give me under the total. Two big, high, potent offenses like these two, I'm going under the total.
I was blaming Kate Bush for cloud busting.
Quit talking about your favorite Bush. Next game, we're going back to the 1 o'clock games here in America. Minnesota Vikings with new quarterback Hall. Atlanta new quarterback Heinicke. Falcons, home and a 4.5-point favorite. This line probably is going to go up. Minnesota doesn't look like they're going to score a lot of points. 37.5 is the total here. Denver.
It's Dennis.
Still.
You know, Heinicke was good last year with the Commodores. Give me the Falcons at home. Minus the points. I ain't scared.
He ain't scared, Bear Man.
I know nothing about Minnesota's backup quarterback situation.
Jaren Hall.
He wasn't even the actual backup, was he? Because I think the second string backup was on IR. They do have another quarterback, but he's on the practice squad.
Christian Ponder.
They just signed Dobbs.
Yep.
But he's not going to be ready for this week.
Tommy Kramer.
Yeah. Heinicke's a decent, one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league.
Brian Tarkenton.
I'm sticking with Atlanta in this one.
If you know this one, I'll give you credit. Bob Lee.
Nope. He's the announcer.
No, not the ESPN guy.
He's dead.
No. Bob Lee started the 1977 Mud Bowl.
All right, Vikings enough of your shenanigans, Bob.
This is a difficult game. I'm going to take Atlanta because Taylor Heinicke is a better quarterback than Jaren Hall from BYU.
Oh, that was
same home as Zach Wilson, so you know he can't be that good.
I hear he's dating Will Levis's ex-girlfriend.
His mom. Her mom.
And his mom, too.
Are we done?
Next game!
Who did I take? Give me the Falcons. Lay the points. Next game. Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith, going to Baltimore. Baltimore, 6-point favorite. Total 43. Beer man.
I gave you the stat last week, I think, against the NFC. Lamar Jackson is like 16-1 against NFC teams. Baltimore's going to win this game, but I think Seattle keeps it close, less than 6 points. So I'm going to take the Seahawks.
The AFC North has been really good against the NFC West. But yeah,
can you think of one team specifically that's beat all of them?
The Bengals.
There you go.
Yep.
That's how good we work off each other.
So, but yeah, that's 6 points way too much. And I know Baltimore has been dominant the last few weeks. And I know they have a dominant personality, but I can't give up that many points. The Seahawks got a good defense, and they may be in this one to showcase their defense a little bit. So
you took the Ravens?
Give me the Hawks.
I took the Seahawks.
You took the Seahawks?
Wrong again!
Wrong again! I've laid the points with Lamar Jackson at home.
You never lay points.
Exactly.
In fact, you never lay anything.
Miss Judy, again.
Three.
Mark another one on the legal pad.
That's three for those of you not keeping score.
Next game.
Next
you
game. Know,
you don't give us a reason why you're taking Baltimore in this one?
Just to fade you two. How's
That's
that?
That's what I figured.
Yes.
Game.
Next game.
Next game.
Arizona Cardinals. Clayton Tune, now your quarterback. Headed to Cleveland to face either Deshaun Watson or P.J. Walker, Texas Ranger. The Browns right now an 8-point favorite. Low total, though, 37.5. I think we start this one with Dennis.
What is it with quarterbacks this year, you know? I mean, it's just since day one, since Joe Burrow got the train started, it's been a quarterback issue with just about every team. Deshaun Watson, I don't understand that at all.
I've not been familiar with Achilles tears. And yet, Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers go down with them this year.
I mean, like, bang, bang.
It's normally like ACL.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking Clayton Tune, Arizona, and against Cleveland. Oh, you got to take Cleveland, right? What's the spread?
-8.
Eight.
Oh, God. No, hell, give me Clayton Tune. Who would bet on a guy named Clayton Tune?
No, hell, give me Clayton Tune. There you go, folks. That's handicapping at its best. Beer Man.
As you would say for slaps and tickles, I don't know anything about Clayton Tune. He was all AAC, whatever that means. I'm
American
not even sure.
Athletic Conference.
Are they even in Division One?
They are a non-Power Five.
Obviously.
So they, yes.
You know what? I don't. He's fourth string on the Arizona Cardinals. They don't score this week. Give me Cleveland. 10-0.
I'll take Cleveland as well. I will lay the points with Cleveland. Did you take
wrong again?
It was against
Arizona?
His religion to lay more than a touchdown. Well
this is
he's found a new god.
This is Costanza. This is Costanza do the opposite week. We're just going to do the opposite of what we think we should do. Next game, the Los Angeles Rams. We don't know who's starting at quarterback. Could it be Matthew Stafford? Could it be somebody else? We don't know yet. Against the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love, it feels like that Stafford will be playing though. Because the Packers are a 3-point favorite. Total 38.5 for your man.
Well, I'll talk about it later in the podcast, but Green Bay has not scored an offensive touchdown in the first half this year. I believe I read that correctly. The Rams still have a decent defense. They still have Aaron Donald. Yeah, not only am I taking the Rams here, but I'll take them on the money line.
Look at that, folks.
I've bet the Rams 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to take them again. I don't feel good about it at all. Give me the Rams.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Mac Daddy Stogie, give me the Rams. I don't care who the quarterback is. I'm taking the Rams on the road at Green Bay. If it's Stafford and I'm getting three, I feel even better about it. Mac Daddy Stogie here. Also like the under the total. It's a very low total, 38.5 here. There's a reason for that. We're taking the under here. But love the Rams in this one. Next game, Houston, Texans, C.J. Stroud faces Tampa Bay. In Houston with Baker Mayfield. Texans, a 2.5-point favorite. Total 40, Dennis.
Yeah, this game feels like a matchup of similar teams that kind of do the same things adequately at best. But, you know, props to C.J. Stroud for actually leaping into Baker Mayfield's stratosphere in his first, you know, whatever, 8 games. So, I mean, Stroud's been good. He's still – has he thrown an interception yet?
I believe he did throw one.
I think
one.
He did throw one.
I think he threw two in one game, actually. It was either this past week or the week before.
Well, Baker will teach him how to do it better. this feels like a Tampa game. It feels like the playbook is out on C.J. Stroud a little bit. He's had a couple of weeks where he's not been as successful and dominant, and I just feel like Tampa Bay is kind of due for the win here.
They say it typically takes between 6 and 9 weeks to get enough film on a quarterback to kind of figure them out. And if that's the case, then yes, you can see the regression in C.J. Stroud. I think he's going to end up being the best quarterback from this draft. But even if you say he's equal to Baker Mayfield, I'll take the more experience and the points. Give me Tampa Bay in this game.
Both took Tampa?
Yes.
Wrong again, boys. Give me Houston. I'm laying the 2.5. I got the better quarterback. I think I got the better team here, and I got the sharp money on my side. Give me Houston over Tampa. Next game, New England at home with Mac Jones. 3.5-point favorites over Washington, who apparently traded all their defense late yesterday, and Sam Howell. Patriots, 3.5-point favorite. 40.5 is a total. Spearman.
I think by game time, they will have a brand new offensive coordinator there by the name of Josh McDaniel. It does seem like New England struggled this year, but Washington's already phoned in the season. They traded away probably their two best players. Give me New England in this game.
Yeah, Washington's going to be cleaning house very shortly. I'm taking New England as well.
Wrong again, boys. Give me Sam Howell on the road in New England. Mac Jones, yeah, not good as an underdog. We'll take Washington to get the points here. Sharp money is on Washington. I am interested in what you said, though. How soon is Josh McDaniels the offensive coordinator for the Patriots?
I don't know that it will happen this year. No team should allow him to be a head coach again. This is now his third team. If you consider Indianapolis, he was there for a cup of coffee.
All right, Beer Man, I'm going to let you start this one because, well, it's time. Chicago Bears. Tyler Bagent. Whatever his name is. I guess Derek Carr, the Saints, in New Orleans. Saints 8.5-point favorite, total 41. Headline on the ESPN website right now. Bears fire running back coach over behavior issues. What's going on?
Well, that's the second coach that they've had to fire this
year. What's going on with
that? Or behavior issues. I don't know. They're getting ready to fire the whole staff at the end of this year if they make it that long. I like the Montez Sweat pickup. I'm only concerned that they gave up a second-round pick and he has not been signed to a long-term deal just yet. Please tell me you're not wasting that second-round pick for a team that's not going to make the playoffs halfway through the season. But 8.5 is way too many for New Orleans. They had the game of their lives last week. Give me the Bears to cover.
Bagent did not look good last week at all. And if that's the
that's
best-
a good defense. Well, New Orleans has a good
Saints
defense,
defense
too.
Pretty good, too. I've got to take New Orleans. I feel like they might have gotten unlocked a little bit last week. Derek Carr has not been good this year, but Derek Carr historically has been a pretty good quarterback. He's been serviceable, and maybe he's just been finding his footing with his new receivers and the new situation circumstances. So, yeah, I'm taking New Orleans in this game, giving up the points. I think Chicago is done.
70% of the tickets in this game on New Orleans. 65% of the money on the Bears. Give me the sharp money. Give me that touchdown, over a touchdown. Give me the Bears. And Bagent again on the road, getting the 8.5. Yeah.
That's just a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. Gets my religion to lay a touchdown. Just saying. Anyway, next game, 4 o'clock games. Indianapolis with Gardner Minshew. 2.5-point favorites on the road at Carolina. And little Bryce Young. Total 44 in Carolina. Dennis.
Yeah, I can't take Carolina to win again, although they're probably feeling the highs.
Covered last week. We got to cover.
Yeah, we
won. That one.
Yeah. There's another one of my dogs that won on the money line last week. Yeah, I can't. I don't see it happen again. What's the line in this game?
2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
So you're taking Indy. Yeah. So this is one of those where if you don't know who to take, you kind of go with the better quarterback. At this stage in their career, Gardner Minshew is a better quarterback, so I'm going to take the Colts also.
Wrong again, boys. Give me the home team on the homestand. Give me Carolina getting the 2.5 at home. This line probably good. As of right now, it looks like it might hit up to 3 before this is over. I'll hold my water and try to get Carolina.
Where's the money in this game?
Money here. We've got about split down the middle on both the tickets and the money. So there's no real sharp advantage to this one. But here's a game that it's going to be tough to call. New York Giants. Who's the quarterback? We don't know. They're traveling out to the desert to play the Raiders. New coach, new quarterback. Aiden O'Connell is officially your starter. Jimmy G is out. Not just do we fire the coach, we fire the general manager, the offensive coordinator, and the quarterback. That's everybody. But the Raiders are a point and a half favorite here, Beerman. Now, how is that?
Who are they playing? Sorry. I'm...
Giants.
Okay.
Listen to the show.
I know, I should.
Yeah. Stick that in your pipe.
So there's a lot of times when you get rid of a coach and the team kind of rallies and does really well. But this team is just an absolute mess. There's nowhere to rally. The Giants, we don't know if it's Tyrod or Danny Dimes yet.
We do not know.
Again, I'm hoping it's going to be Tyrod in this game. I just think he's a better quarterback. But you still got Saquon Barkley. You got a lot of leaderships. You got a good coach there in Brian Daboll. Give me the Giants in this game.
Oh, yeah, this is that line is very deceptive, obviously, because logic would dictate the Giants, especially coming off that disappointing handoff to the New York Jets last week. And what's your confidence level in the Las Vegas Raiders right now, especially with a new quarterback? Did I not tell you guys that Jimmy Garoppolo was horrible? Anybody watch that game?
I saw the plays that he missed.
Oh, God.
The wide open receivers that he missed.
If you didn't watch the game, you still saw all the highlights. I don't like it, but give me the Giants. The Raiders' 3-5 record is deceptive in and of itself. That's not a 3-5 team at this point of the season.
Wrong again, boys. Give me the Raiders at home. Why are they favored? If all this is going on, how are they the favorite right now still?
Well, there's a clearing of the house.
Right, and the Patrick Ewing theory. That's kind of what we're going to use on this one. The short-term boost after getting rid of losing key players in the program there. Yeah, give me the Raiders at home.
And again, normally I would agree with that, but I just think it was such a mess leading up to this. I mean, I understand firing your coach. You fire your general manager, there's more going on than just a little bit of, hey, this guy can't coach.
There's been something going on with that team all year.
They talked about the number of draft picks and stuff. They haven't hit on anything except for like one. You know, they said Davante Adams probably paid him too much. Garoppolo, they definitely gave him too much. You know, it's just...
So they gave him more than $20?
Well,
it's one thing to fire your coach, but when you fire coach, general manager, offensive coordinator, and you bench your quarterback, that is telling you something right there.
To me, that's why I'm leaning on the Giants in this one. There's just more stability. They may get the boost. I don't think the boost is enough.
That's where I'm leaning to, Beer Man. But Brad is right. This is that classic rallying of the small troops who have no chance in the world to defeat the giant, whatever, army of whatever.
And the new head coach, Antonio Pierce, former Giants mainly linebacker, young, you know, vibrant, has that little spirit. If you've seen him, you know, on television. Yeah.
Jeff Saturday? Did you say Jeff Saturday?
Yeah, same thing. But, I mean, yeah, it's just for 1 week. I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, it's a truth. It's a fact. And before anybody bets on this game, wait and do additional research than what we have just discussed here, because don't just throw your money away on this game, because if that's your approach, don't bet on it at all.
Just do the Fanboy 14 parlay coming out soon.
Same game parlay with a boost.
Exactly. Next game, last 4:30 game, maybe the biggest game of the week, Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. On the road in Philly at Jalen Hurts. Eagles, 3-point home favorites, total 46. I think we're at the Beer Man.
I've talked about how great Dallas is at home, and they've been pitiful on the road. If this game was played in Dallas, I would take the Cowboys. The fact that it's being played in Philadelphia, I'm leaning toward the Eagles right here. Dallas will beat them later in the year, but at Cowboy Stadium.
That's about as succinct and truth to the point that you can get.
Wow. That's a compliment, Beer Man.
He's my biggest fan.
Is he? Yeah, I think Philadelphia really gets up for this game, too.
You're both taking the Eagles, huh?
I'm taking Dallas. Thanks, Brad.
Are you?
No, I'm taking Philadelphia.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'll give you one more chance.
Nope. Give me Dallas.
Wrong again. Mac Daddy Stogie style.
Oh, you're drunk.
Give me Dallas. This is a Mac Daddy Stogie.
Where did you start drinking on the job? That happened this year?
It's been off and on for a long time. It's just, I got pizza and I drowned it out. I'm taking the Cowboys on the road. One of our favorite systems, and we love it, the divisional road dog. give us Dak Prescott. On the road, in the division, especially later in the season, we love those. Give us the Cowboys. They've got a little bit of a reverse line move because we see more money on the Eagles, but we've seen this line drop from 3.5 to 3. Reverse line move. That's what we like to follow. Give me the Cowboys here. Back Daddy Stogie. Sunday Night Football. Here's one for you, Dylan. Cincinnati Bengals.
Who's playing Sunday night?
Cincinnati Bengals. You can hear this game on Classic Rock 92.1.
That's my station. Hey, wait a minute.
Starting at 7 o'clock.
It's our station.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure. It's your station. Just like ESPN is my station. Anyway, Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills. 2-point road underdogs at Cincinnati in the jungle with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow looked like a surgeon last week, just slicing open the San Francisco defense. Hacksaw Reynolds and Fred Dean couldn't do anything with him. Who do you got, Dylan, in this game? Bengals and Buffalo.
It's Brad's way of saying he's taking Buffalo in this game.
Is it? Or is it not?
I think Cincinnati has Buffalo's number. I know that a lot of people are going to say exactly what I just said. I'm taking the Bengals at home, man. This team is inspired right now. And I read the most ridiculous quote last week about this time. Cincinnati will probably play this game inspired. Cincinnati has played every game inspired for the last 3 years, maybe with the exception of the Cleveland Browns, the last two Browns games. But, yeah, I'm taking the Bengals. I mean, they just play their asses off.
Joe Burrow is called Joe Cool for a reason. Doesn't get too up, doesn't get too down. I think it's a bad matchup. I think Cincinnati matches up incredibly well against Kansas City and Buffalo, which are the two nemesis in the AFC.
And apparently San Francisco.
Cincinnati struggled at the start of the year, but if you watch Cincinnati against San Francisco, Burrow is just lasered in. I think he is the best quarterback in the NFL. You can talk about Mahomes all you want. Mahomes has down periods. He had one last week. Last year, he was down for about four games. But, yeah, a healthy Burrow is the best quarterback, in my opinion. I don't think it's that close. I'm taking Cincinnati.
Did you see him when he got up from the three runs when he ran out of the pocket? Thrice on Sunday. Thrice.
You ran like 66 yards or something like that.
Banging the top of his helmet. He was fired up. It was impressive. It was inspiring.
Two words, boys. Other than wrong again. Two words. Damar Hamlin.
Mm-mm.
Same spot.
If it was Buffalo, maybe.
Same spot.
He's going to die again?
Oh, that would be.
And who's getting mad at me for Frank Faulkner stuff a minute ago?
That's four, Miss Judy.
You need a new pen, Miss Judy? I'll get you a whole. We've got to go to Amazon. I'll get you a whole big box of pens and legal pads. Well, don't worry. I'll get you some. I know you run out every 5 seconds. Give me Buffalo here. I think you're getting a little too much. I think we're giving the Bengals. I know they're playing very well right now. That game in San Francisco was very impressive. Buffalo's a pretty good team, though. So, yeah, on the road, same spot as the Damar Hamlin thing last year. Yeah, they're going to be fired up to play as well. So
here's my thought with the Damar Hamlin thing. Cincinnati was there, too. And if you remember, Cincinnati kind of got screwed by that game.
They did.
Because of the whole playoff coin flip and everything else.
But they went to Buffalo and won, so they kind of exercised that last year.
But that next game could have been in Cincinnati as opposed to being in Kansas City. So,
and they're not striping they're not going to stripe the jungle in blue and red and white. They're striping the jungle this week, man. Get ready for it.
Where do you come up with this stuff?
It's the Bengals that came up with it.
Who day?
Oh. It's all over the internets.
I'm taking Buffalo on the points, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, next game. I'm sorry.
Carry on.
I apologize.
My wayward son.
Kansas. Anyway.
Kansas.
Monday night game. Kansas Jayhawks. I'm sorry. Zach Wilson and the Jets, who likes dating mothers. The Chargers are coming to town. Justin Herbert. Chargers, 3-point favorites. If they can beat the Bears, they can beat anybody. Dennis Dillon. No, who is that? Beer Man's up on this one. Total 40.
Yeah, the Jets pretty much proved they can't score against anybody with Zach Wilson. You talk about a record that's somewhat false. If the playoffs started today, the Jets would be in and Cincinnati would be out. That doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But Chargers are their backs are kind of against the wall in this one. They need to start playing some better football. They definitely did against the Bears last week. I think the Chargers are going to win this one. So I'm laying the points.
Yeah, do you think the Chargers found themselves or maybe kind of cleared up a couple of issues with the being able to just kind of do it?
They
do
still have a bad coach. I mean, they still have a bad coach, but
they're always, yeah.
That team, is top to bottom, is better.
Do you think Zach Wilson feels like Aaron Rodgers' fluffer? He's just going to kind of keep the season alive as best he can.
That game last week was an absolute sham.
Yeah.
How they grounded the ball with 1 second left. Well, the center basically spotted the ball for them. That was a bull crap.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, I want to take San Diego in this or Los Angeles in this game as well. Zach Wilson's always going to be an uneven quarterback. He is never going to be great. He will be serviceable at times, and he will get some wins. Justin Herbert's a better quarterback here. Coach, well, I mean, you know, we've talked about that. Yeah, give me Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm taking the Jets at home. You're going to give me that three at home? I'll take Zach Wilson and the Jets on a Monday night at home. Yeah, hold it on for dear life. So there you go, folks. All the games. Go ahead,
I will say this. If you look at the last week's games, if you were to compare quarterback to quarterback, pretty much the better quarterback won in almost every single game. Maybe 14-2, 15-1, somewhere in that area.
That's why quarterbacks move lines. And
yes, but
nobody else.
That's a lot of the reason I'm taking the Chargers over Zach Wilson in this one.
Yeah.
All right, boys, we went through all the games. Best bets, does anybody have?
I do.
Oh, go ahead.
The unders in all the primetime games.
Oh, I wonder where you got that. We like the unders in all the primetime games, but that's all you got?
I heard it on the KSR show. Oh. I'm kidding.
I wonder where they got it. They don't even know I'm alive, I bet. I bet they don't even know I exist.
Well, yeah, apparently they do. They got some of their posse is retweeting. Wow. So, and we had the biggest week we've ever had as far as people listening to
our
podcast.
Thank you, people, for listening if you're still hanging with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it great?
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is call out the, you know, the guys who are bigger. I mean, they are bigger than us. I mean, right?
I mean, I do credit Godet a little bit. Props to him.
Yeah, Godet was the key.
Godet was big last week. We need to get on the horn with him and find out what his picks are this week.
We do need to at least send him a message and say, hey, this was your record for the week.
Okay.
Props. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that from our Twitter account.
Oh. We don't have
a Twitter account. Oh, let's do it from our Instagram then.
Oh.
Wait, we don't. Facebook. We don't even.
My AOL profile. Nice profile. Age, sex, location, please.
Brad69@AOL.com.
Rule number one about AOL screen names, never trust anybody with a 69.
I just assumed there were 68 other Brads that got there before you did.
Brad69. That was me. Your best bets, or do you want me to go first?
No, I've got them. I'm going to take Tennessee Thursday night. I'm going to take the Rams over Green Bay.
Oh,
the Giants.
I like that one.
Over the Vegas, whatever they are. Philadelphia over Dallas, and Cincinnati over Buffalo.
Two sides, two totals. Love the Rams this week. In Green Bay. Jordan Love overhyped. And I love the Dallas Cowboys, beer man. The road division dog. We like those two. Those are our sides, two totals we love. That German wind is going to howl and take down Patrick Mahomes' spirals. Give me the under, Miami, KC, and give me that divisional under, Dallas, Philadelphia. Those are my four best bets of the week here on this show. Subject to change by Sunday. Make sure to listen to The Weekend Line with Brad Taylor, ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300, Sunday morning at 9 o'clock when I and some other clown. By the way, this is real. Mm. You need to speak up when you're on the phone. On Sunday.
My voice is usually shot.
I know, but you need to speak up because I've had to cut you out the last 2 weeks because of this Zoom thing. And if I turn you up too loud on this board, you'll hear the kickback and feedback. So it's either not record you or, like, you know, you speak in a very low voice and nobody can hear you live. So, yeah, there you go.
Why don't you go ahead and record that segment right now?
Why don't you go to...
You're not recording me. We're live.
Why don't you go down to the family dog and try to hook up with those girls you were trying to hook up with 35 years ago?
I don't have to bring my age into it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Or...
I'm older than you, So, yeah, I was there before you were. Yeah. So.
Or give a phone call to Will Levis's ex-girlfriend.
Duty.
Duty. Rhymes with Judy.
Duty. Judy, duty.
That's five.
What's your best bets of the week there, Dennis?
Don't. I'm just saying, I don't have a best bet yet.
He already gave all the primetime unders.
Primetime unders.
Primetime unders.
Need to see your best.
Let me see this.
Lord, have mercy on our souls.
Let me just look at Brad's
best. I'm glad I write all these down.
I'm glad you do, too, because Lord knows somebody doesn't listen to the show. Dead air, Dennis. Yeah.
I like Pittsburgh, minus the 2.5.
He's Seattle. Just riversiding you.
It's two Riversides.
Seattle, plus 6.
Rich.
Tampa Bay.
You got it right.
Is Tampa Bay getting 2.5 points?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I like that one a lot. Tampa Bay. And New Orleans, minus the points. Let's go with that.
You're going to lay 8.5 against the Bears?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, beer man?
Suck it, Stivers. Or Dylan.
I mean, and give me the Bengals over Buffalo.
Oh, that's you're
that's going to be an unpopular.
DeMar Hamlin is going to just rue the day.
The almost ghost of DeMar Hamlin.
God.
Damn ham.
You're an idiot.
I'm not
Hang
an
on,
idiot.
You got Pittsburgh, you got Tampa Bay, you got New Orleans, you got Cincinnati. Did I miss any of them?
Quit confusing this poor guy, Dylan.
Yeah.
All right. Any farting shots before we get out of here?
Real quick, we all took Atlanta over Minnesota. A little bit of upheaval there. We all took the Rams over Green Bay.
Wrong again.
Can I trade Atlanta for Minnesota?
No.
I can't take it. Okay, forget
you
it.
Jerk.
Well, there's no need for that.
I will
insult you, but I won't call you names.
We are 13-11 when we all take the same teams this year. Yeah, well.
Good times, boys. Thank you all for being patient.
Farting shots. Anybody got any farting shots?
You've already asked.
Oh.
He took one just now.
Oh.
He said real quick. Here, take this.
A quick farting shot. All right, then. If nobody has anything else, then we're done.
That's it for Week 9 in the NFL, the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast emanating from Lexington, Kentucky on a beautiful but cool Wednesday evening. For Brad Taylor, Beer Man. I'm Dead Air Dennis.
Signing off. Bone a tit.
Time to play that Brian Himes Dead Air Dennis song.
And that's the way it was.
I just want to get my kicks.
Walter Cronkite. Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, so until the next time, as always.
Suck it, Stivers.
Lick, lick.
Rest in peace, Frank Faulkner. And the Fearless Frank 5-Day Forecast. A staple of my high school radio listening life. May the winners be yours.
Last word.
Ritzy Capelli, last word.
But mostly, thanks for stopping by.
Russell Coleman has spent his life putting violent criminals behind bars and getting justice for victims.